Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello everyone, Jim Deering here, and welcome to Soul Chaser, Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker, about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. First, I have a couple of verses for you from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, being the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Our story today is heartache. The heartache that separation brings is weighty and often very difficult to carry. Still, life goes on at its maddening pace, seemingly oblivious to our desire to push the clock and the calendar backward. We ache with each passing moment because something, or rather someone, is missing. The daily routine rattles on, and we are hopelessly swept along by the strong current of time. Whenever we lose someone to the tide of time, we know that nothing will ever seem truly normal again. Their absence is particularly cruel because emotion doesn't die. You still hold all the feelings that were yours while the person was present with you. Now, however, there's just no place for those old feelings to go. We know this as the pain of separation. It strikes harder on special days like Christmas or Thanksgiving. That is when the empty chair seems emptier and your heart breaks all over again. Heaven understands. I came to this truth one Christmas. I was praying for a dear friend who had just said a final goodbye to her husband. He had passed from cancer just weeks before. I wondered what joy the season would bring for her and her two young sons. Now, without a dad. The Father took me to a vision of heaven on that first Christmas. Jesus, the Son of God, was preparing to leave glory and spend 30 years away on a lost planet. He was coming to Earth on a daring rescue mission for mankind, alone. How the heart of heaven must have ached to see him go. The angels who gazed upon his beautiful face each day would now look at an empty chair. There's a legend connected to that first Christmas night in Bethlehem. The angels had gotten together in glory and planned a proper send-off for the King of Kings. Gabriel intended to split the sky with an angelic choir stretching from horizon to horizon. Michael, the archangel, had the starry host ready to light up the night sky over Israel. "That isn't what I have in mind," the Father said to his faithful angels. And he told them of the stable, and of the poverty and the pain. He told them of the cross. They stood, heads bowed, listening in sadness and awe. Just then, Jesus stepped onto the edge of eternity, preparing to enter time and space. "Oh, Father," cried the angels, "you can't let him go alone." "All right," said the Father God. "But Gabriel, just a few angels, and Michael, just one star." If you are carrying the hurt of separation, heaven knows just how you feel. The heavenly host endured an incredible absence so that we would never be alone again.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.